Florida bill was a big to-do and made the Monte Carlo up in Dawson. And I have this love triangle between him, Mayfield, and Sophie Smith.
The book, A Klondike Tale, is turning heads further south and could eventually become a movie about Skagway. And downtown planning takes another step in Haines. It's your KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories up next. After a five-month hiatus, the Haines Borough is continuing a downtown planning project that intends to revitalize Main Street from the harbor through town. On Monday night, a public meeting will kick off the last third of the entire project, which began last year when the Haines Borough entered into a partnership with MRV Architects out of Juneau. Paul Volkers is with MRV, and he'll be at Monday night's presentation.
Where things got suspended, we were going to have one more trip to town showing a little more evolution of option sketches of what might be in the final plan. And then the last phase was going to be a little more focus on implementation, where we actually kind of caught up with some text material and translating specific recommendations and steps into, you know, what had been suggested in the past was maybe like a tier one, tier two, tier three, where you first identify kind of the low-lying fruit and then project pieces that might be more complex or require a little more thought or something would be, you know, sort of further down the list.
This meeting follows up on the progress that was made last year when public meetings gauged residents' and business owners' interest in downtown improvements.
We're finishing the sort of the two-thirds point of our planning process. In rough terms, the first third had been kind of a fact-finding and interview stuff. We had people from McDowell work with interviewing the business community along Main Street and doing some seasonal visitor interviews as well to get a sense of people coming to Haines, as well as those who are actually working in the downtown area, figuring out what was obvious pieces that folks thought should be addressed in a planning exercise. Then the middle part was starting to do some synthesis and come back with some ideas and some suggestions of how we might sort of revitalize the Main Street core and some other aspects that feed to Main Street, like overall signage and some maybe loop routes and things that get people from, for instance, the ferry side or the cruise ship terminal, get them up to the Main Street corridor.
The last public meeting on the subject was in late summer. Then the project was temporarily put on hold while the borough transitioned between managers.
And then I think we then slipped into some controversy over the manager and going through the whole process of getting a new manager in place. And Mr. Boland had been pretty directly involved in, you know, in our work to date and sort of setting up the particulars of meetings and things. So with him leaving, it just left things a little bit suspended for a while. So this meeting, one of the key intents of this is to get reintroduced.
The downtown planning discussion corresponds with the Haines Planning Commission Committee of the Whole meeting, which Volker says is a first for the project.
Actually, something interesting is this meeting is going to be actually run as part of or in conjunction with the Planning Commission, which is a little different. And there's been some Planning Commission involvement, but more on an individual basis with the previous meetings. And so this will be a nice opportunity to sort of knit it back to the Planning Commission in general, because these are, you know, shared issues, obviously, with the Planning Commission. And we would value that input as we start to figure out the last piece of this puzzle.
But central to the goals of Monday's meeting is the presence of residents, Volkers says.
This is an important opportunity to participate. Even for people that haven't had any role to this point, good chance. At a kind of a philosophical or planning level, I think the value of whatever we come up with is only as good as the sort of consensus it can bring among Haines residents to go ahead and achieve them. You know, we're not going to do that externally. It's going to have to be a community well to do some of these things. So the more people that come in and offer opinion on it, the stronger the product.
The public meeting to discuss downtown planning in Haines is on Monday, January 8th at 7 p.m. in the Haines School Commons.
We'll come primarily with graphics and then a little bit of text and stuff. And a fair bit of this will be somewhat repetitive from previous meetings, and some will be new. You know, so that's why I say it won't be a case that people will have missed an opportunity to get what we're doing. There will be a fair bit of the meeting will just be to kind of catch people back up after this hiatus here and kind of reestablish where we were and where we're trying to get to.
An Alaskan artist exhibits an illustrated book on Skagway this week in Juneau. A Klondike Tale is a visual development art book for a story that takes place in the 1898 Klondike Gold Rush and could become a full-length animated film about Skagway's glittered history. Avril Valise is a visual developer. She creates concept art for film. She grew up in the Denali area and visited Skagway often, once hiking the Chilkoot Trail when she was 10. Valise created A Klondike Tale as an independent project as she finished a Master's of Fine Arts in 2D Animation Visual Development from the Academy of Art University in San Francisco.
I'm starting with my own project as opposed to working for another company. So I wrote my own story that's on the Klondike Gold Rush, and I did a visual development for it. So I did character studies, background studies, color concepts, and lots of sketches for that particular story, which is for feature length. 2D animated film.
The book brings the Gateway's historic and some imaginative characters to life, telling a story about Native Tlingit spirits that are put to the test of dealing with the human invasion of Alaska and the ensuing antics surrounding the gold rush.
I've always been fascinated with it. I've lived in Alaska my whole life, except for the last 8 years, which I was in school for in California. But I've always thought the gold rush particularly was always really fascinating. Of course, mining history is always part of Alaska culture, and I'm from the interior. We also do gold mining and coal mining up there, so I think I'm pretty familiar with it. But I did hike the Chilkoot when I was 10, so really got a severe interest in it then.
But don't be fooled by a book full of drawings, says Valise. The work is no comic book, and an eventual movie wouldn't be a cartoon.
Pretty raw, and it'll probably get a PG or PG-13 rating, probably more PG-13. Depending on how graphic it got. I'm not descriptive in the story as to the things going on, but there are strong themes of prostitution and a lot of greed and corruption and murder. And all that is taken from the truth of things that happen. So I'm trying to not censor down the story too much because I don't want it to become too Disney-fied and watered down. I really love Disney films, and that's really got me interested in doing a project like this in the first place, but this particular subject matter, I think you would lose the flavor of the whole era and time period if you took out all of those elements.
To complete her book, Valise depended on her own photographs of Skagway and the surrounding landscape from past visits to the area, and volumes of published Klondike histories.
A lot of the fun of what I do is just the research itself, and I read so many books on it, you know, Stroller White, Tappan Adney, and numerous biographies on Sophie Smith, and then, of course, Good Time Girls, and Alaska Pioneer Women are some of the few that just had amazing little biography snippets of different characters.
To tell a Klondike tale, Valise wove stories shared among the historical record, the Red Onion Saloon, the Days of 98 show, and the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park.
The Red Onion Saloon was kind of fun in the sense that I used the brothel dolls in my story. The dolls sit up at the bar and they present the girl's availability. I had a lot of fun with that, and that's something that really sticks out to people too when I tell the story, especially down in California. They've never heard of anything like that, so they all thought that was pretty fascinating. A lot of the Skagway history and riffraff I remember from the many times I've been through there and going to you know, the Days of 98 show, or even hiking the trail itself. And I did a lot of Robert Service reading that had a lot of fun commentary.
But the book is not a documentary or a history book. Valise is an artist, after all, and she's sprinkled in her own ideas for a good story, including a romance saga involving Soapy Smith.
Likewise, I, of course, have a few tall tales and made up a couple legends of my own, so it's not 100% accurate the way I portray Soapy. But, for example, in my story, I had to have this love triangle between the Beaver character, who turns himself into Swiftwater Bill. Swiftwater Bill was a big to-do and made the Monte Carlo up in Dawson. And I have this love triangle between him, Mayfield, and Soapy Smith, whereas in actuality, I don't think the three of them ever, they might have all met because they're all there at the same time, but there's definitely no love interest between any one of them. And the Gold Rush, it only happened really in 1 year where all the hype happened, but there's still so many stories that intertwine throughout that whole year, and I couldn't focus on all of it, so I centered the entire story in Skagway as opposed to the whole trail up. I didn't really mention the Chilkoot a whole lot, and I definitely didn't mention Dawson in the story, so I took a lot of those Dawson characters or stories that happened out on the trail, and I moved them into Skagway.
Valise says the book has yet to be pitched to movie producers, but that's the hopeful goal. In the meantime, the book is bringing more attention to Skagway and even brought on a comment from a Soapy Smith descendant.
Oh, it's gotten such interest, and especially down in California, in San Francisco. I mean, I've gotten a lot of interviews from everybody I've shown the story. Everybody seems really excited about it, and I was actually contacted by Jeff Smith. I can't remember which number of Jeff Smith he is, but he's Soapy's great-grandson, and he just came out with a book, Alias Soapy Smith. And I was actually unaware of him, and he's the one who contacted me about my story, realizing that I was starting to do something like this, and he got really excited about it as well.
Art pieces for A Klondike Tale are up on exhibit at the restaurant Zephyr in Juneau starting February 5th. The book is also on display and previewed at Averill's blog. There, Upper Lynn Canal residents will likely recognize a lot of the scenic images and find entertainment in Averill's reincarnation of Skagway's cast of characters.
I purposely wanted a lot of those ridges that were familiar to people, so that way, although I do overall want an American audience for my story, I was primarily catering to an Alaskan audience, and I wanted people to look at my artwork and say, hey, I've been there, I know exactly what that is.
Averill Valise's blog, where more information can be found on the book A Klondike Tale, is AverillValise.blogspot.com. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell.